Church leaders in occupied East Jerusalem have condemned Friday's attack at the funeral of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh. They say the unprovoked assault on mourners, which nearly caused her coffin to fall, was disrespectful, disproportionate, and disgraceful. New video has also been released showing the moment Israeli forces stormed St. Joseph Hospital, where Shireen Abu Akleh's body had been lying. Officials say forces pushed past a pregnant and disabled patient. 13 people were injured in the incident.
The Holy See and the State of Israel signed and ratified, a fundamental agreement in December 1993, which entered into force in March 1994. And the first article of this fundamental agreement states that the State of Israel upholds and observes the human right of freedom of religion, which in this case has been brutally violated. And this is one thing which has to be underlined, that the action of the police was unjustified and unprovoked.
Soldiers defending Ukraine's second largest city of Kharkiv say they've reached the border with Russia. The defense ministry shared a video of celebrations at a border marker. The video hasn't been independently verified. Fast food giant McDonald's says it started the process of selling the Russian arm of its business. It has 62,000 employees and 850 outlets, which have been shut since March in response to the war in Ukraine. Mali is pulling out of a regional military alliance fighting armed groups in the Sahel region. Mali's military rulers made the announcement, citing a lack of progress. The nation was due to hold the G5 presidency in February, but there's been criticism of its military since it took power in a coup last year. And the first commercial flight to take off from Yemen's capital in nearly 6 years has landed in Jordan. Patients needing hospital treatment were among 137 passengers flying from Sana'a to Amman. This was part of the UN-brokered ceasefire reached in Yemen.